Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If your giving spirit has been rekindled by the holidays, now's a great time to think about giving the gift of life by donating blood. As people focus on family, deal with winter weather and travel, blood donations tend to drop around the holidays. Scott Martyr from the American Red Cross says data shows only about 3% of eligible Wisconsinites give blood.
The need for blood is constant. Every 2 seconds, someone in this country needs a blood transfusion. And it could be for any one of a bunch of reasons. People battling cancer, mothers who are facing complications during childbirth, or accident victims who need emergency surgery. The Red Cross urges donors during the holiday months to come out and donate.
If you've ever been curious about where your blood goes or how it's used when you donate, now there's even a way to track that using the Red Cross app. Health workers say the process to give blood is simple, and it only takes about an hour. They say it can even become a gratifying holiday tradition for family and friends to go together, make it more fun. There are 744 hours in the upcoming month of January. Red Cross workers say setting aside just one of those hours to donate blood can save a life. To find a blood drive or appointment time here in Wisconsin, just go to redcrossblood.org. The Packers will close out their regular season in Minnesota this weekend. Kickoff is set for noon on Sunday, January 4th. The Packers are locked into the NFC's seventh and final playoff seed, regardless of whether they win or lose against the Vikings. The Vikings are eliminated with an 8-8 record. Right now, about a million Wisconsin kids are on winter break. The holidays are supposed to be a jolly time, but when young people are already in crisis, they can be especially vulnerable this time of year. The latest data shows more than half of kids surveyed say they're dealing with anxiety, and a third have recently felt hopeless. Psychologist Megan Kanya says symptoms of mental health struggles don't always look like sadness. Sometimes they're conflict.
All of a sudden, they go from being a really easygoing kid to all of a sudden they are arguing, they're talking back, they're refusing to do schoolwork. There may be a lot of school avoidance or refusal. They may have stopped doing chores. They may be having trouble getting out of bed.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health began its work more than 10 years ago, and in that time, they've seen a 42% rise in depression among young people. Mental health professionals say disruption in routines, like over the holidays when there's no school, can exacerbate struggles. Providers often see seasonal spikes in anxiety and depression between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Kanya says how parents talk to kids and young adults about mental health issues matters. She advises parents to avoid calling anxiety bad or negative. Anxiety is a natural emotion meant to keep us safe. When channeled appropriately, it can help motivate us. Kenya encourages families to help kids build what she calls distress tolerance, learning to stay grounded when emotions run high. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks lose at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It was the Bucks and the Wizards battling in the final minute. Then with just 1 second left, Washington, CJ McCollum with a jump shot for the win. The Bucks losing at home, 114-113 to the Wizards on New Year's Eve. Doc Rivers not happy.
We deserve to lose the game. We didn't play hard enough. We didn't play well enough together. We had a lead. We had every shot we wanted at the end of the game. Our execution was flawless, even the last play. But the basketball gods sometimes don't allow you to win when you don't play right. And so when you play like that, you lose the game.
NFL, another bold move by the Packers. They have signed defensive back Trevon Diggs after he was released by the Dallas Cowboys for poor conduct. Diggs receiving praise from his former teammate Micah Parsons, recovering from ACL surgery in L.A. Monday. Nate Hobbs and safety Zane Anderson now on season-ending IR. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine early on, then becoming mostly cloudy with a little light snow late morning into the afternoon. Our high today right around 12 with wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 5 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.